Kuzari was written in the 12th century by Rabbi Yehuda Halevi, of course, well known, made Aliyah. Unfortunately, according to legend, was killed the day he made Aliyah, or right when he came, made Aliyah. Famous poet. Tzion Aloti Shali L'Shalom Asirach is probably his most famous poem. It's one of the keynotes in the end of Tisha B'Av. It's become a repertoire for Jewish songs, Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, Lelekol Shirayach Anitinor. The refuseniks in Russia were called Asirei Tzion, based on the period of Yehuda Halevi. So it really became a legendary period. It was written about an event which occurred about 400 years beforehand. A fabled story about a Khuzar king who converted he and his entire kingdom to Judaism. So it's based on that legend, that story. Daniel. It's written based on a letter Yehuda Halevi received from a Karai. And it's important to pitch the Sefer not just as a comparison of Judaism to other religions, but a comparison of Torah Shebaal Peh based Judaism to non-Torah Shebaal Peh based Judaism. So it's really trying to occupy that double space, not just to compare comparative religion, but we can't imagine how vicious the Karai traditionalist fights were still. I shouldn't quote Karai non-traditionalist, but Torah Shebaal Peh, even in the days of the Rambam, this is 12th century, the Khuzari. Very important Sefer, was always beloved, was always read, didn't really receive the type of opposition that the Mari Nevuchim received, in part because it isn't as based on philosophy, and I'll talk about some of the highlights of the Khuzari, the Rambam's deep dive into the world of Aristotelian Platonic philosophy caused a lot of discomfort for many and led to the banning of the Rambam's Mari Nevuchim. The Khuzari never received that type of opposition. It was always, even in the famous ban of the Rashba in the beginning of the 14th century against anyone under 25 learning philosophy, some of the people who opposed that ban said, wait a second, what about the Khuzari? And it was assumed that the Khuzari should make the cut. The Vilna Gaon spoke very highly, according to one of his Talmidim of the Khuzari, it's a sefer that's Kadosh and Tar. And of course, in the modern context, Rav Kook really popularized reading Khuzari in his yeshiva. And his yeshiva also occupies a very central role in Shirim and other yeshivas that are influenced by the Khuzari because of its nationalistic tone. Excuse me. Now, what makes the Sefer unique is two things, I would say. We'll try to uncover some of these details. First of all, of course, probably the best way to summarize the Sefer is that it stresses the basis of faith as not being philosophical or cognitive or analytical. It's not based on philosophy, it's not based on speculation, it's not based on ration, it's based on tradition. Kodesh Baruch Hu revealed himself to Am Yisrael, 600,000 people at Har Sinai. These traditions have been passed down generation through generation, traditions even beforehand that stem from Adam HaRishon, all the way down through Avram to his children. So in that respect, it stresses Masara, but it tries to, and we'll try to see how this happens, rationalize a Masara-based religion. Very often we say, well, if it's based on Masara, then it's not really rational. It's not really. So this isn't an abdication of ration. He's a rationalist, but he's a rationalist who builds a religion that's premised on, predicated on the basis of tradition and Masara, not empirical analysis. That's probably the best way to sum up what makes the Khuzari unique, and to a degree, what spared us some of the hostility and opposition that the Mari Nevuchim faced. The second very interesting part about this, and it's a latent tension within the Sefer, is the nationalism versus universalism. It's a very nationalistic Sefer about the unique status of Jews, the unique role of Jews in the world, but it's a very universalistic Sefer. And we'll see how some of those two interact. Isn't the Jewish people the only race that matters, and we're the only people? There's a lot of, we stem from the same root and from the same source, and these are the traditions that were handed down to humanity, and those traditions just made their way into the Jewish nation. So there's a lot of universalism and rationalism. Remember, it's written in a style, it's a very unique style, probably the first Sefer written in that style, questions and answers. Many Sfarim have been written afterwards in that style. To a degree, it's also a morale booster historically, historiographically for the Jewish people. Remember, this is before the great age of disputations. The disputation in Barcelona, the disputation, the trial of Judaism, these occur in the 13th century. In the beginning of the 14th century is when the Jews are expelled from France. So this is in the early 12th century. So it's 100 years at least before Barcelona, 100 years before Paris, 100 years before the Jews are exposed. But the Jews are still feeling, as the beginning of the Sefer introduces, that this is Das HaBizuya, this is the discarded, derided religion, as opposed to the two now popular religions by the 12th century, Christianity and Islam, have each taken over the world. Remember, the Crusades are in 1096, so that's normally seen as like a marker. That's when the world realizes these are the two primary religions, and they're beginning to clash with each other in the battle for Yerushalayim. And Judaism is being kicked to the curb and ignored by many people, and the Jews are feeling that derision and that disparagement, so this is a Sefer trying to lift their spirits. Okay, so we'll try each day to learn a couple of minutes as best we can, just to give a little taste to the Sefer. Okay? Good Zman, everyone. Zman Mutzlach, Zman Naim, Zman Shel Tarev, Shel Avodas Hashem. Have a good Zman, everyone.